This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
It is Friday. You have made it to the end of your week, although it is early, August the 12th, 2022. Football is here. A shower was had this morning. Let's say good morning to my friend and cohort, one Rick DiPietro. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Is football here, though? Is it? Is it really here?
I got to tell you, apparently, we joined the Zoom at different times this morning. Well, that I know to be true. And they asked you, I guess, I wasn't on when you were on with these guys, and they said, what do you think about the game? And your quote was what? Preseason football sucks, right?
It stinks, yeah.
Yeah. And then I popped on, and they said, what do you think about your team? And I said, boy, I got to tell you, preseason football sucks.
It's bad.
It's really, and listen, I love the Giants. The fact that the Giants are back, I get to see them run on the field and the uniform and all that. Preseason football is really, really tough to watch.
It's really tough to watch. You know, on top of that, we have the Mets and the Yankees, specifically the Mets, being one of the best teams in baseball.
The second best team baseball record-wise right now, my friend.
So you don't have that real sense of urgency, like, okay, I need something. So we have the Mets, and then you know, we're all watching. Everyone's watching because they're interested. Nothing like seeing Kenny Galladay drop a ball in the low red zone.
Wind up being the worst free agent deal in the history of football if he keeps this up.
That was not what you wanted to see. Even though it is preseason. But there's some good things. I mean, that's all you're looking for. Everyone's healthy. Not everyone.
That's not true. Shane Lemieux has a toe injury. He was in a boot after the game.
No, I'm not saying what happened. I'm saying that's what you're hoping for, is that you see some couple guys flash. Everyone comes out of the game healthy. I thought he looked really good.
I thought he looked really good, and I think he's going to be a major, major weapon / problem out of the backfield this year.
Catching the ball especially.
Well, that's what I mean. When someone says out of the backfield, that's what you mean.
No, I know, but I wish you would have just said that, though. Just because out of the back, he's still in the backfield, and he's going to run the ball out of the backfield,
well,
too.
RJ, what? I mean, come on, really? Today's our last, can't we get along? It's our last show for like 10 days together. We can't be on the same
page.
No,
it's more than 10 days. I'm just asking you to be more specific.
RJ, when I said he's going to be a problem out of the backfield, what did you think? Be honest with me.
I thought you meant he would catch the football, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, he understood. I know Santiago, he's a football savant. He understood. So I said, you know, making plays out of the backfield, and your thought was, oh, I got to make sure to clarify that he means catching the football?
Yes.
No.
Listen to what you just said. Raymond knows because he played football and is a football savant. You're assuming that everyone listens to the show as a football savant. I was just clarifying for everybody.
Someone says making plays out of the backfield, the assumption is catching the football.
Well, he's lined up in the backfield.
Oh, God.
He'll also be like, so you mean lined up not in the backfield also? In the slot?
I mean catching the football.
Okay, good. All right, so we clarified that. I agree 100%.
I think he's going to be a major. I'm going to have to just spell everything out today, huh?
No, I don't think everything.
Everything out today.
I thought it was a nice point, and I just wanted to make sure
everyone
understood.
I think he's going to be a major problem in receiving the football within his arms
or hands,
when he's lined up as a running back.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said.
I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't going to be easy.
Not going to be easy. I agree. Guy runs great routes. Great routes. I mean, he had over 90 catches as a rookie. What do you think about Daniel Jones? I thought he looked pretty good.
I thought he looked good.
Yeah.
I thought he looked good. It's hard to tell,
well,
right?
I mean,
it's really difficult to tell when you watch these games what's really good and what's not. Occasionally, a guy will pop, right? And you'll be like, wow, that was special.
Yep.
I didn't see anything like that. But I thought the offensive line was okay.
I thought the running backs were good. I thought that stood out.
I thought Brightwell played well.
Oh, I'll tell you negatively, though. All right, let's play the game. The one player that... You said you like to see players pop, flash. Who flashed negatively last night, glaringly?
Negatively? Were you going to say Evan Neal?
No, no. No, okay. I thought Evan Neal was all right.
I didn't think he was awful. I'm playing the game. Really negative? Oh, Aaron Robinson was bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was. And you know what, Joe? All of a sudden, Joe Judge is game planning, right? Here's what we got to do. We can pick on Robinson over and over, and I know that we'll have success there.
Let's expose Aaron Robinson in preseason game one.
But here's this goes back to what I've been saying for a long time. You know why Aaron Robinson is playing?
Yeah, because they got because of money. Because of
right.
your buddy.
They couldn't keep James Bradbury ipso facto, as some would say.
Yes.
Why? Because the previous GM was an absolute unmitigated disaster. That's why.
Yeah. Agreed.
So every time Aaron Robinson gets burned this year, don't get angry at Joe Shane. Don't even get angry at Aaron Robinson. Get angry at the ineptitude of Dave Gettleman.
You got to trust it.
Is that fair?
This is a big boy league. We are the Giants.
Yeah, Joe Shane did not take over an ideal situation.
No, he took over a disaster is what he took over.
Yeah, well, because usually teams that are that scrapped salary cap wise are actually
are good. How is it that the Rams have money for you want to bring Jalen Ramsey? Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
we can bring in Beckham. Show you sign Cooper Kupp. You know, what's his face? Allen Robinson's available. Lock him in here for a long term deal. We don't need these picks. We'll be fine. And the Giants are strapped for cash, and their quarterback is still on a rookie deal.
Oh yeah, I mean that again.
I mean, how is that even possible?
That's the biggest. That's the biggest thing, though. Is screwing up the sixth overall pick. Picks rookie contract as badly as they did.
Well, I don't look like Gettleman.
We did it. Very Jets-esque is what it is.
Very, very, very Jets-esque. But I did read this yesterday, and this is very promising. They go from having no money. Do you know how much money the Giants are expected to have in next year's free agency?
$100 million.
Yeah, upwards of $100 million, yep. Depending on some tweaks that they make here and there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where you want to be.
That's a lot of money.
So it is a lot of money. But again, it doesn't matter how much money you have if you don't have a quarterback.
You're 100% right. 100% right. But yeah, overall, I thought they looked fine. I mean, again.
The quarterbacks.
All right, Santy. No, are you going to just do this all morning?
Yeah, don't do it because he's going to quit the show. I need him for the next couple hours.
Play it next week. It's O'Keefe. It's Butler. Fine. Play it next week, and then they can have fun at everyone's expense.
I haven't heard Pat O'Keefe openly say he hates Dave Gettleman, though. He could. He just hasn't
said
it.
I'll get him to. Isn't he a Jets fan?
I think he's a Giants fan.
Oh, is that right?
No, I got to work with another Giants fan.
I don't know that that's true, though.
Savage Ty Butler.
No, I'm not 100% on this. I thought he was a Giants fan.
There are some things he's 100% factual about, and then there are other things he's not 100% factual about.
Because he's heard.
He's heard. You,
not what it sounds like you don't have trustworthy mom. Chickens.
That's not what I said.
But
that's exactly what you said. You said I'm 100% accurate with this, and then you're like, I think I heard this.
And that's not what I said.
It's the same thing.
Oh, I love it.
Your passing fallacy is factual.
Like I said, that's not what I said.
Let me tell people
Let's just focus on the physical holidays, all right?
The physical holidays.
Did you guys match up
your clothing lines today?
No,
I don't think so.
I think Santiago's got a fancy... He's wearing his Rangers thing today, I think.
Oh. That was a big purchase, that Rangers thing, huh?
It's nice looking. It's gorgeous looking.
Keeps me warm in the icebox that is the studio.
It does make you look very, very nice. I would agree.
He's a handsome guy, which is going to play perfect for when he loses these NFL picks, and we have to set him up. We'll have no problem finding it.
No problem. No problem. When we take to the streets and we find you the woman of your dreams, no problem.
Maybe we get the pigeon lady.
No,
see if she wants to go on a date.
I think he could do.
Well, what if she smokes?
That says a lot.
What if she's smoking hot and she just likes the pigeons?
Well, then I think it'd be worthwhile.
That could be something fun.
Yeah, but I see here pigeon lady. I think of like the Home Alone vehicle. With the woman in Central Park.
Yeah, but I think I think Buster only. He covered pigeon racing.
You want to set him up with Buster only?
No, but Buster used to cover pigeon racing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't imagine that a lot of people that are heavily involved with pigeon are going to be overly attractive people.
I think you're
It's a pigeon, man. No, I was scared.
Scared of a pigeon?
Yes.
I told you, Cassie took a pigeon right off the face. almost.
Nobody pays to fly with the pigeons.
I would pay to fly with anything, just to fly.
I can't wait for our football picks. Can't wait. We're 4 weeks away from the start of the NFL season. As bland as the game was last night, and if you have a comment on it, we're happy to take it. 1-800-919-3776. As bland as the NFL was last night, Ravens win again, cover again. You see, the Ravens are 18-2-1 in their last 21 preseason games in covering the spread.
Yeah, they haven't lost.
They're 21-0 in their last 21 games. Why are people not putting big money on the Ravens in the preseason? I'm actually being serious now.
It's like the West in the WNBA All-Star game. It's free money.
Right. If you can find a glitch in the system and there's free money to be had, why would you not get involved with that?
I don't know. It's a missed opportunity, I guess.
I mean, if we were smart, we would, you know, like people offices, they pull together money for the...
We should have a show gambling fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I actually don't think it's a terrible idea. We each put in like $150, $200. Somebody runs point on it who's not me.
I'll tell you, I'll tell you exactly at the station who's only putting $150 in. I can tell you that right. Definitively, Raymond, 100%.
He knows it's factual.
Mickey style.
It's factual. I'm reading it right now in text message form because I'm fully invested in this fantasy.
You're
football.
In now.
Oh, I'm fully invested.
And apparently, this is what I'm told, by the way. That Don wanted in and was told, sorry, we're closed. You can't get in to this fantasy football league.
You're high right now, right? You have to be. You old stupid man, get lost.
Yeah, they turned away Don, yep.
Well, I think I can understand there's probably some fear there.
I haven't gotten into a fight since I was 12. It's Don.
Reveal yourself to me!
It's a big-time commitment. Don's been known to fly off the rails.
Harass them. Make them relinquish the ball.
Couple of losing weeks. Next thing you know, he's back on the mesk, and we can't find him.
I've dropped acid. I've taken mesk.
Oh, my God.
I've dropped acid. Like, he knows.
Punch him right in the face. I'm going like this.
Right? And like some people say, like, yeah, lineups. I've taken acid. He's dropped it.
Dropped it.
Listen
yeah.
to our station. Station for bums.
Well. I don't know
he's too unpredictable.
Buffalo Bills went out and got who?
Tay Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. Because they
Stephon Diggs.
Everybody.
Tay Diggs.
Good
the
for
the eighth
me.
Overall selection in the ESPN fantasy draft. Don will take one actor from Stella's Got Her Groove Back. Tay Diggs.
This isn't North Dakota. This is New York.
After many meetings with Stella.
Yeah,
we've decided to draft Tay Diggs.
After consulting with Angela Bassett, we've decided the Fighting Dons will take one Tay Diggs.
Ed Crane Bull!
We too want to get our groove back, so we will select Tay Diggs.
That should be, if that was the name of his team, they should let him in the league.
If that's exactly right.
How Don got his groove back.
Yeah, somebody should
before I rip and break this computer.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Somebody should be kicked out to allow Don's team in, if that's the case.
So they had me change my name to David Andrews.
That wouldn't have been a terrible idea either if we had a couple show teams in. Like a K show team and we can't trust them to do that.
This is an individual baby. I'm not
Joe Football.
Anybody.
That's football. It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
I don't trust that. All right, enough Don, please.
I mean, Don's co-hosting the show at this point, Raymond.
It's enough, Don. We love Don. It's enough, Don. You want to hear from Brian Daboll, by the way, on the
Don's
Giants
on
last
vacation,
night?
All right? Let Don be on vacation.
Don's back on Monday, though.
Yeah, Don and Peter back on Monday. Now he's on vacation, though.
Good for me!
Right now he's on vacation. Please
I had
stop
a
with
nice,
Don.
I had a couple nice suggestions, too, for you yesterday with the vacation spots.
Well, I'm listening now.
Did a lot of research.
I'm listening now. Listen,
how about York, Maine? Really nice spot.
Well, here's the thing. And let me go over a couple things that have to happen.
Not too far, by the way.
There's got to be enough stuff for the kids to do. Because if these kids are bored, it's all hell breaks loose. And we've decided, and I think I told you, it's got to be with a five-hour window of driving. Anything more than 5 hours becomes too much.
Four and a half. Checked.
Four and a half.
Done. Check.
Hotel. York, Maine.
Beautiful scenic views.
But how long does that last for?
Well, no. There's a lot to do for kids. It's a cool town. It's not an amusement park. I used to go up there as a kid.
You've been to York.
God, York, Maine was where I jumped. I remember this. I'm not going to tell the story again, but where I jumped off the bridge and almost jumped onto the boat and ended it.
Yeah, we've heard that story.
Yeah, that was York, Maine.
So really, York, Maine.
Have you considered Newport?
Well, Newport, Rhode Island?
Yes.
So, yes, but here's the thing. We went there last summer.
Oh, yeah.
Had a great time. Have actually researched a hotel there and are on the precipice of maybe making that a return trip. But herein lies the rub with the issue now. You want to know what it is?
I do.
Apparently the weather all over the place on at least Monday and Tuesday of next week, not supposed to be good.
That's a bummer.
That's so do you want to spend a lot of money a night on a nice hotel in Newport if it's going to be raining?
With two kids? No.
Who will be bored out of their minds.
Yeah, they don't want to sit in a hotel.
No. So, yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, listen, we still have to have the conversation. Can't sit home all week next week.
No. No, no. You need a vacation from the dogs just from – you need to be pampered a little bit.
Remember when I told you the other day that like they've been so good?
A poop on the floor.
Big poop on the floor.
Ugh.
And the thing is, when these things happen, you're not even sure who it is.
No, you can't. How are you going to – unless you start doing DNA tests, you can't tell.
Right. We're not going to go down that road, no.
Yeah, that's not right. They probably heard it, and they just wanted to reassert their dominance.
You know
dominance.
What? Just you remember who's in charge here, pal.
Yeah.
You remember.
I think, honestly,
yeah.
Of the things, you know, you being a Giants fan, probably number one on the list, that Santiago doesn't respect about you,
mm-hmm.
it's how you have your dog situation.
What do you mean?
Because he's a big dog guy. He had the beautiful husky.
Right.
He just thinks you have no control over your animals. I think he looks down on that.
No, I listen, these were very difficult dogs. There was a woman who wrote a book on dogs who took them when we went away one time, and she's like, these are very difficult dogs. Like the all-stars in dog sitting have trouble with these dogs. I don't think he understands how difficult they were for the first year plus of their life.
I think as far as dogs are concerned, I think he thinks he's better than you, and he could train those dogs immediately.
Raymond, is that accurate? You think you're better?
I didn't say I was better. I think you can be better. You should be better.
I don't. You know what? Have you ever had two dogs at one time, Ray?
You set yourself up for failure. It's not my fault you got two dogs at the same time.
Have you ever had two dogs at the same time?
Can't say that I have.
Okay, so then maybe you should shut it. Maybe you should just shut it.
But like I've said, and I told you that from the get-go, before we knew what a terror these dogs would become, I told you, I think getting two dogs is a mistake.
You know who else agreed with you? Me. I agree with you. But and you wouldn't understand this. Sometimes when you're part of a bigger picture, a bigger group, a family, you don't have all the say that you might have when you're a single guy.
Oh, gee, shocking.
All right.
He drafted and signed two bad dogs. I mean, he's kind of the Dave Gettleman of dog owners.
Thank you.
Barkley was, you should have seen him last night during the game. Every time I was like, all right, good job, Barkley. He would, ooh, thinking we were talking about him.
Yeah, he's also great out of the backfield.
Yeah. What does that mean? Explain that to us. I'll tell you, Saquon has a big year. This dog's going to be in for a lot of treats.
So the dog will either be punished or praised, depending on how Saquon does.
That's right. That's 100% right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
York, Maine is one of your suggestions, correct?
York, Maine is nice, yeah.
I'm looking at the weather for York, Maine next week.
No good.
That's not. Monday's okay. Tuesday, cloudy. Wednesday, rainy. Thursday, Friday, not bad. So it's not a bad suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, it's not it's not the easiest thing to do just because you don't want to. I mean, the driving times.
What kind of drive are you looking at to get there?
About 4.5.
4.5, yeah. That's terrible.
Not terrible.
It's within the 5-hour range that we're looking.
Nice places, too. You don't have to necessarily go to Martha's Vineyard either or Nantucket. You just go down and stay. You go stay, which is not as expensive, obviously, as Martha's Vineyard. You go stay down the Cape, and then you could take little trips to...
To the places.
To the places.
Now, ferries are involved with those.
Yeah, but that's nice. Yeah. The ferry's nice.
I'm sure it is. Bad. I'm a boater. I might ask to drive the ferry.
I told you, we're big in that area. Got a lot of friends down there to listen,
They might just say, you know what, honorarily, let's have Rothenberg drive the boat, the ferry. I've never driven a ferry before, though. That might be big.
I think you could do it.
I don't know.
I think you could do it.
I don't know. All right. Brian Daboll takes the field. She was very concerned about the size of Brian Daboll, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, he's a big guy. It's like, yeah.
She's like, I've heard a lot of good things about him.
I have as well. And then Joe Shane was, boy, I love that interview he had.
I told you, right?
Yeah. I don't know if RJ, if you have the audio of that. So he was on NBC with Papa and Banks, and he started talking about, I don't know if you, like how closely you paid attention to this interview, started talking about foundational pieces. And he thinks there are some legitimate foundational pieces, like Andrew Thomas and Xavier McKinney, and he names 6 or 7 guys. No mention, hide nor hair of Daniel Jones. Nothing. Not a word about Daniel Jones.
Well, I mean, how can you sit there and tell the people he's a foundational piece if you don't know yet?
Right, but I just thought it was interesting. I mean, he could have very easily said, yeah, we got Daniel Jones, we have Evan Neal. Like, he named a bunch of guys and didn't even think about mentioning Daniel
I respect
Jones.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not forget, they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. So, I mean, if the thought was he could be a foundational piece or you felt good about it, you probably would have picked up the fifth-year option, no?
100%. 100%. I think it was telling that he didn't mention Daniel Jones when he went through guys that he looks at legitimate. He mentioned Saquon. There's no guarantee Saquon's going to be here long term.
No, there isn't.
But he mentioned Saquon in the foundational piece, you know, run through he did last night.
That is pretty telling.
All right, you want to hear from Brian Daboll?
I do.
Here he is on his first ever preseason game.
It's competitive. The guys played competitive. You know, I thought the organization on the sideline was good. We didn't have any wasted timeouts on substitution errors or getting calls in late. You know, lost a timeout there on a challenge. So that was my first one, and I lost that one. But some good, some bad. Big week for us this week coming up, but I liked how they competed. I liked how physical they played. Certainly there's a lot of areas to clean up, and that's what we'll try to do after we watch the tape.
Is there a team that plays a preseason game that doesn't think there's a lot of stuff to clean up from what we just did?
No, I think every coach would tell you there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up.
Are you playing 90 guys?
Yeah, but I mean, some of the things that he mentioned are important things, right? Just how they're operating, making sure there's no, you know, no wasted timeouts like he mentioned, keeping the ball, you know, you had, you know, Colin Johnson fumble it, but I mean, keeping the ball off the ground, like no stupid penalties. Controllable stuff.
How quickly do you think the Tyrod Taylor should be starting quarterback conversation starts to happen?
It's going to happen fast.
So Daniel Jones goes out game one, 16 of 31 for 220 and 2 interceptions and a touchdown. Giants lose by 4 because he's bad late. Right away, you think we start getting calls on that Monday?
Yeah, that's going to be that for every Giants fan is the biggest bugaboo about Daniel Jones is the turnovers. Because, I mean, fans are no different than the guys inside that locker room as far as, you know, sometimes delusional and focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's winning. And who gives us the best chance to win? And you've already heard Tyrod Taylor is there. Tyrod Taylor is in the league for as long as he's been in the league because his teammates like him a lot.
Tyrod Taylor's right on that bubble of he can be a starting quarterback, and if not, he's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL, right? Like, he's right there on that bubble.
He got choked up talking about it.
It's very emotional for me.
That's how his teammates feel about him.
You know what I did? I mean, I got to tell you what just happened. So typically I have the protein bar in the morning, right?
Yep.
So Sherry bought these mini protein bars. So you can have two of those instead of just the one. So I usually have the one at about 4:45, 4:50, and I've digested, I've eaten it, and it's good. Today I had the one during our pre-show Zoom. I was like, I can save the second one for a commercial break. I had the second one at the last commercial break, and now I'm still kind of digesting it.
Is Sherry maybe sending a message, though, that you don't need a full-size protein bar?
No, I think maybe this is, she bought the RJ-size protein bars.
By the time you're done with vacation, she's going to be feeding you ice cubes for meals.
It's just lettuce?
No calories.
Just plain lettuce?
Eat the air, Dave.
Those were huge fat people.
What'd you have for dinner? Some water and some lettuce?
Unless you're wearing stilettos, there's not much you can do.
Why would I be wearing stilettos?
Don't make me laugh today, please. I was getting chastised on Twitter that I laughed too much yesterday.
Oh, what an awful attack that is. You're laughing too much.
That was the criticism of the podcast. Is Rick's laughing too much. All we can hear is Rick laughing.
He's having fun doing his show.
And God forbid I love doing the show. God forbid.
He's having fun at work. Be better.
Guy makes me laugh. What can I say? I work with funny guys.
More from Brian Daboll. This is a telling one. What do you think of your starting quarterback? What do you think of Daniel Jones?
Yeah, there was some good, and you know, some things we could have back. What was he, 6 of 10? You know, we threw a couple vertical plays there. They had a couple of free runners relative to the protection, but I thought he operated the offense well. You let him down on the first drive. We stalled there in the red zone, and you know, good first start, but certainly things to clean up.
Why'd they stall in the red zone, Rick?
Kenny Golladay.
He's a major problem, huh?
That didn't sound great. That wasn't, I don't know. His tone wasn't.
I know, but we're not gonna sit here and like get into the minutia of every your voice inflections when you talk about Daniel Jones. You're gonna know.
Yeah, you'll know.
And I think that there's no reason to not start him. If he's healthy, I would start him for every game. Unless I get a definitive answer, like I'm 10 games in, he's awful, I know he stinks, you're 2-8, fine. You want to go to Tyrod Taylor? But, I mean, at that point, do you really want to be a better team? Or do you want to just eat the last 7 games, wind up 4-13, and wind up with a top 3 pick?
Yeah, but just his tone is almost, it's almost a reflection of the feeling you get about what Daniel Jones is ultimately going to be. Like, Daniel Jones he's fine.
How good right now as we sit here? Here's what I'm going to do. Here's the beauty of me. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to throw it out to the public. And then we're going to tease it, and you're going to answer it when we return. In a perfect world, everything goes well. Kafka and Dable call a great offense. The offensive line plays well. The receivers are good. What do you think the ultimate upside for Daniel Jones is? How good can he be in this league?
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
How good can it get for Daniel Jones? And I want a number. Daniel Jones can be a top what quarterback in this league in your mind?
At his very, very best.
At the apex of how good he can be.
I would say middle of the pack at best.
All right. So then that's if things go really well.
Yeah, that's if things go perfectly. If he stays healthy, doesn't turn the football over.
So isn't that your answer?
Well, I think so. But I think you already knew going into the season what your answer was going to be. I mean, he has the feel of... He's a good quarterback. Like he'll be in the league for a long time as somebody's backup.
That you don't take the quarterback 6 overall to have a long term backup though.
No, I understand that. I think it was more than just his play on the field that contributed to him going 6th overall. I think he gave off a real Eli Manning vibe. Yeah, that would fit well. I mean, how many times have you heard when we go back to that draft, Eli, Phillip Rivers, and Ben? And would the Giants have been better off taking Ben or Phillip Rivers? And you come to the conclusion,
no.
It's like, well,
the
no.
The answer is no.
Well, but it's just that they all three of them went to where they should have gone. Like, Eli was built to be in New York. his personality was built for New York. Like some of the stuff that happened to Ben in Pitt, that doesn't fly here.
No.
So he was where he was supposed to be, and then you know, poor Philip Rivers got stuck in San Diego.
You say he got stuck there. They were a good team for a long time.
No, I know, but they weren't known as a great organization.
No, and they're still not.
So, but I mean that's part of it. I mean the Yankees deal with that stuff.
So the best that could possibly be is like 15 in your mind.
Yeah, I mean there's nothing that I've seen that tells me that he's going to be an upper echelon starting quarterback.
All right, so then there's your answer. So then this is just a season then.
Yeah, but I mean, you're as loyal as your options though too, right? Like, so what's the other option? If he is middle of the pack and you win 7 or 8 games, what's the better option? I mean, you'll go through the draft. I mean, is that you're not?
That's a terrible scenario. If they define that he's not the guy, now you're either going to have to incorporate future picks, right? So say you win 7 games, you're going to pick 13th. You're going to have to trade that pick and, I don't know, 2 more 1s to move up to get the guy that you really want?
Like, pull up all the teams. Go through all the teams in the league and their quarterbacks. Where he fits in.
In this division, I think you could argue that he if we're talking about the upside, he can be better than Carson Wentz.
But we've seen Carson Wentz play at an MVP level.
A long time ago.
Well, I know, but we've seen that from him. We haven't seen, I mean, outside of a pretty good rookie season, we've seen him get worse, not better.
Right, so who could, I mean, he's not better than Prescott. I don't think he's better than Hurts right now, although Hurts is in a much better position with a much better offensive line, but okay.
All right, let me ask you a question, because I think this is a good way to come to a definitive answer on this.
All right.
If I asked you right now, pick one quarterback in the NFL to you that is the definition of... just a good mediocre.
A good mediocre?
Like the definition of the mediocre quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
There's a name for me that stands out.
Jameis Winston?
No.
What do you mean? What? You asked me no, a question. That's not an answer. Good. You give me a no?
No, like a... Like when I say mediocre, I mean like he's a good quarterback. He's not one of the guys. We're not talking about him in the same categories as the best quarterbacks, but he's going to play all the games.
Ryan Tannehill?
No, I was thinking more like
I want to keep going. I want to go. He's going to play all the game. Jared Goff.
He's good enough to give you a chance, but he's not. No one feels like he's good enough to take.
I
you
think
to,
Jared Goff is a good answer there.
I think Jared Goff's a good answer, but there's
Kirk
one guy
Cousins.
I would look to. Yes. Kirk Cousins. Can he be as good as Kirk Cousins?
I don't know. And Kirk Cousins is considered like a guy that can't get it done.
Yeah, but he's a good quarterback.
Is he?
But is he good enough to get you where you need to go?
I mean, but when you sit and you rank the quarterbacks from 1 to 32, when do you get to Kirk Cousins? At 13?
Somewhere around that. Probably somewhere
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably, I think for me, that's probably the upside. He's in, best case scenario, a 13 to a 20, somewhere in that
which
range.
Which is all right. I mean, if you have...
It's fine. It's you're not cutting down any trees to make, I don't even know where I was going with that. But it's not, you're not writing letters about being 13 to 20.
Yeah, you're not...
Nothing exciting about that.
No, you're not... taking a quarterback with the 6th overall pick thinking that's what his ceiling's going to end up being.
No. I mean, right now, if Seattle doesn't have a quarterback, right?
No.
We agree with that. San Francisco's a question mark. Rams, Cardinals have. Bucks have. How weird is this, by the way?
I know, Tom Brady leaving.
That Brady leaves for 10. I mean, that's bizarre to me.
This is his second time leaving, too. But this is for an extended period of time.
I mean, this is total speculation, which I almost feel embarrassed to do. I mean, I know his mom had been sick, right? Maybe it involves that.
Maybe. I don't know. Personal reasons.
Right.
I don't know. Plus, they have joint practices right now with Miami. I can't imagine that's
never
probably.
He misses anything.
That's very comfortable.
He eats avocado ice cream every night for dessert. He won't do anything because it's all football. Now he's leaving for 10 days. It's strange.
Maybe this was the compromise for him coming back out of retirement.
Maybe.
Like, family-wise, this was part of the compromise.
But you start to go around the NFL, there's plenty of teams that don't... I mean, Atlanta doesn't have a quarterback.
Carolina
doesn't have a quarterback. I think that you could argue that that New Orleans doesn't exactly have a great situation at quarterback. Right? I don't know what the Bears... I mean, Fields could be good, could be bad. Lions have a mediocre quarterback in Jared Goff. The Commanders don't have a quarterback. There's a lot of teams that don't have quarterbacks.
Yeah, which is why when we talk about what the Giants are going to do if Daniel Jones can't play, they're going to be teams that are looking at this year's draft the same way you're looking at this year's draft. As the opportunity to get the guy that's going to be your franchise guy for the next 10, 15 years.
And you do realize then you're going to start from scratch. So you're going to have a year of just getting rid of the guy. Then you're going to have an offseason where you go get the guy. Then you're going to have to go through the growing pains of the guy. So you're looking at, what, 3-4 years before you have a real chance to do anything if Daniel Jones is not the guy?
But this is why they say that when you make the wrong pick at that position, it sets you back.
Destroys you.
So, I mean, again, I like the kid too, which is the worst part of it. You hear him speak. You know he's a tough kid. Very humble. Like, his mentality fits. Seems like it would work here. It's just
he's not good enough.
Hasn't stayed healthy. He's turned the ball over. He's been in a tough situation to have success anyway.
Yep. Maybe just not good enough. You said you like the way he sounds. Let's take a listen to Daniel Jones after the game on the NFL Network. How did it feel to be back?
Yeah, it felt good. It felt good to get out here. And, you know, it's always different being in a game situation. And picks up, the speed picks up a little bit. You go through the operation and now the huddle. So thought it was good. Some things to clean up, but felt good to be out here.
What does a healthy Saquon Barkley mean to this offense, Daniel?
Yeah, I think that's huge. He's obviously a dynamic player in so many ways, handing the ball, throwing him the ball. So he does a lot for us, you know, obviously with his play, with his leadership and all that. So we're excited to have him back.
I think he's going to be a lot better this year, Barkley. I think he's going to have a good season.
Oh, he looked good. He looked decisive. It didn't look like he was doing much tap dancing, you know? It was.
Yeah. I mean, there were plays where it's like, oh, look at that. He put his head down and picked up 4 or 5 yards. How nice.
Yeah, and I think that Dable is going to be as creative.
Of him?
Yeah, as creative as humanly possible with him.
Yep. I tend to agree. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. D in Queens. D, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Daniel Jones stinks, bro. Kirk Cousins is a perfect anomaly, and it took forever to him to even get to the point where he was serviceable. He puts up empty calories. That's what I call people who put up big numbers and don't do anything. And it's useless. What's the point of keeping Daniel Jones for that?
Because I think they want to see money. Because D, you don't like him. I understand that. Would you not say that he's been put in maybe the worst position of almost any quarterback in football the last couple of years?
And the same thing happened to David Carr. David Carr could have been a great quarterback, and then he got ruined.
All right, so listen, they didn't take a quarterback in this draft. There really was no quarterback to take in this draft. There was nobody to bring in that's better than Daniel Jones. They want to give it one chance to see if a functional, capable coaching staff can get this done.
But Tyrod Taylor's
going to
be starting before the end of the season.
All right, maybe he will.
Tyrod Taylor's going to be the starter towards the end of the season.
Maybe he will. That's fine.
Yeah, I just listen.
Let's not pretend like Tyrod Taylor stays healthy either, though. I mean, that's... Because neither quarterback stays healthy. That's been part of Tyrod Taylor's biggest problem. Is that and sometimes not his own fault. I mean,
a lung punctured from
The team doctor.
That's terrible.
That's awful. It's awful.
But I mean, this call of threat of, you know, look out, Tyrod Taylor could be the quarterback before long. I get it. I understand that there's a possibility that that's the case. So what?
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, you see all these teams. I mean, everyone's looking for that guy. And when you have a quarterback like a Daniel Jones, he feels like the kind of quarterback that even when he's healthy and he's good, there's always the thought that you could do better. You know what I mean? Like Jimmy Garoppolo is, I mean, takes a team to a Super Bowl, to a conference championship game, and it's still, yeah, we could do better than that, though.
You can't get him out quickly enough, right?
Yeah, like you just get that feeling with it. And sometimes, I mean, I say this all the time. You know this, that, I mean, and I don't care what the sport is, most of these guys that are drafted are really dependent on the team and situation they get drafted into as to whether or not they're going to have you know, they've really reached their full potential. And if it doesn't work out, sometimes that's it. Like, I mean, look where Sam Darnold's at now.
Sam Darnold is in quarterback hell right now.
He's a backup now.
He's a and a team that's not very good, I think.
No, it sounds from everything I've read and seen, it sounds like Baker Mayfield is clearly going to be the starter. And then, so what does that mean for Sam Darnold? I mean, how many, you're not going to get that many. He's had enough chances. Now he'll just be, he'll be about a good backup somewhere.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's
that,
the.
But that's like the upside, right?
And you're talking about a guy who was a third overall pick.
So what happens, though? When you're put in a bad situation and you're not just amazing and can't figure out a way around it, this is what happens.
But this is the risk that you run now with a lot of these teams and the lack of patience, is that you get stuck in situations like this where you hire a coach and things don't go well in the first couple of years and it's, okay, we're going to hire a new coach. Players on the team, draft picks on the team, they all pay the price for that. Now, I'm not saying that Daniel Jones would have been some great quarterback, but you didn't do him any favors.
No, just the opposite.
The opposite.
Do you think that if you put, I don't know, Justin Herbert in the same situation, that you would know that Justin Herbert was a star quarterback now?
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
You just think he's that special?
I think he's one of those guys.
Okay.
Like, I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to be one of those guys.
I got one for you. How about Dak Prescott?
No.
So you think if Dak Prescott came to the Giants and was in the same exact situation as Daniel Jones, we would not be looking at Dak Prescott as some kind of a great quarterback?
No, no. I think early on Dak Prescott was a product of the situation that he was put in, and then he took full advantage of it.
Right. But Dak Prescott's considered a top 10-ish quarterback in the league.
And I give him all the credit in the world, but that's what can happen. When put in the right situation, like you can... Like Dak Prescott has, if you ask someone early on what Dak Prescott's floor would be and what his ceiling could be, like Dak Prescott has probably exceeded most people's thought as to what his ceiling would be.
I think he's reached his ceiling.
And he's taken advantage of, he was on a good team in a good spot, had the opportunity, and he ran with it.
He certainly has. And now he's a good quarterback in this league. Doug in Jersey. Doug, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Dave, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good. Say hi to Rick.
Rick, what's up, man?
What's going on, Doug?
Real quick, dude, it's been 4 years for Daniel Jones. You guys,
what do you mean it's been four years? It's been 3 years.
Oh, it's 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. How many games has he played?
I don't have the exact number in front of me. I would guess he played what, like half last year? He's probably played 30-ish games, 35 games.
You don't think that's a large enough sample size to see if he's actually doing well or not? He's the worst quarterback in the league right now.
No, he's not. No.
I don't think he's the worst.
Name five quarterbacks who are worse than him.
Name how many?
Five.
Five quarterbacks that are worse than Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can pretty easily. I mean, who's a starter for Cleveland right now? Jacoby Brissett?
I don't know about that. Brissett showed like glimpses in Indianapolis.
Come on.
Way better than Daniel Jones.
Who's Davis Mills is better than him?
Who does?
Davis Mills
had a pretty good year last year. I think the point of the call is that the Giants quarterback situation right now is not good.
And I agree with that. But to sit here and say that he has not had a fair shake yet. And I don't think you have a better option.
No, I think you know, but you just want to make sure that you know.
God forbid. Let's see, 11 games last year, 14, 25, and then 12. So 37 games. God forbid you're done with him. He goes elsewhere, and he gets good, you have egg all over your face.
Yeah, but I think you're leaning towards right now that that's not going to be the case. But you just want to make sure.
I agree with that. But what option do I have that's so much better than Daniel Jones right now?
You don't have a better option.
Exactly. So and for you have that a year reason, now. I let me watch him play out the season is all
and
I'm saying.
And I think that's the point of the season. In a year where there's really no expectations. You're not going to be a playoff team,
and
I don't think.
No, they're not. And the truth is, he had a good first year.
He did. He showed promise in his first year, but
He had a good first year.
He had a good first year, but he does the two things that starting quarterbacks can't do.
Turn the ball over and get hurt.
Yes.
See why I picked right up on your vibe there, huh?
Well, because there's usually a big time drop off. If you have an established, legitimate franchise quarterback, him getting hurt puts you in a bad spot, and especially if it happens a lot.
But year one, he threw for 3,000 yards in 12 games started, 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. They're good numbers.
And that big game against the Washington football team.
Oh, thank God for that.
Big extra touchdown.
Thank God for that game.
Thank God. That really carried over well.
Beautifully. Because the last thing you want to do is lose games and set up, you know, having elite pass rushers. Thibodeau was last night,
that,
huh?
But I was told that kind of confidence carries over.
When does that kick in? Like 3-5 years later?
Yeah, when he's on a different team.
We haven't gotten there yet, though, right?
Yeah, once he gets signed by a new team, he's like, you know, I'm going to go back to that one game. Draw from that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. 1-800-919-3776. Here's someone that wants to help me on my vacation. Sean in Westchester. Good morning, Sean. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm a really long-time listener. This is my first time calling.
All right.
Dave, I know that you said that you were either going to go to Cape Cod
right.
or New Jersey.
Delaware is involved. York, Maine, I guess now is an option. There's a bunch of places that are on the calendar, on the potential here.
Okay, cool. So I have a little bit of insight. I've actually been to Cape Cod and New Jersey in the past 3 weeks. So
you're traveling all over the place.
Really cool. Yeah. It's been a pretty busy summer. So Cape Cod's pretty cool. It's beautiful. It's quiet. It's quaint. But the water is extremely cold. I know you like to wear your swim shirt, but it's going to be extremely cold, and there's a ton of sharks.
Sharks?
So great white sharks.
Great white sharks?
I know. Rick's afraid of dolphins, but...
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
A little bit more.
Yeah, I'm afraid of sharks. I don't want any part of sharks.
So then I'll redirect you over to Jersey, where the water is extremely warm.
Uh-huh.
There are no sharks.
No sharks.
There's a ton of nightlife. There's the boardwalk.
That's what we're looking for, nightlife.
I wouldn't bring Rick because there are a ton of dolphins there.
A lot of dolphins. Now, where in Jersey? Cape May? We'll see naked ladies.
I've actually been to Lavalette and Point Pleasant, so right on that strip.
And good spots, good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful beaches, beautiful nightlife, very nice people.
When you say nightlife, what does that mean, nightlife?
You could literally go on the boardwalk. There's entertainers, there's restaurants, there's bars, there's beach bars. There's literally anything you could think of.
The bar scene is not for us. We got two kids with us.
No, I know. I know you have a couple more years for your kids, but I'm just saying, you know, if you and your wife wanted to get away for a little bit.
Well, okay. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Yeah. How do you feel about the Jersey Shore? I think that's enticing.
That's enticing. I mean, it's not too far. A lot to do. I mean,
we're down in 3 hours.
We're down there in Point Pleasant.
Have you been down in that area?
We did the show from Point Pleasant.
I don't mean have you been down in the area for a quick show. I mean, have you vacationed in South
Jersey? No, I have not. Mm-hmm. I have not, no.
I don't know what we're going to do. I'll let you know,
you got a bunch of options. You got a bunch of, I think it'd be good show material if you got attacked by a shark. I think it didn't live, obviously.
How far would you want it to go, though?
You
don't want me to be that like that surfer girl who had the arm just taken right off.
No,
like, how far would you want it to go?
A flesh wound, like a chunk of skin, maybe.
Would I have to be medevaced?
No.
Would I have to be rushed to the hospital?
Probably. I mean, you're gonna need some stitches.
How about if I can be tended to on the beach after the attack?
I would accept that. Yeah, I think that still would be a great story.
Now, what happens if I, you know, like one of my kids gets attacked first and I become the dad who just, I turn the tables and now I attack the shark and I'm on the news and it's like Dave Rothenberg and then the lower third is, you know, from DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN.
But
that'd
the
be
kids,
good for
the
show, right?
Yeah, but Ben or Alec, they're fine though. Nothing, no real damage. Okay, yeah.
No,
I think that would be the best.
See, you'd be the dad who your child would get attacked. You'd swim the other direction. I'm the dad that my child gets attacked. I go after the shark.
No. I would have the shark on the beach dead. I would have killed the shark.
I don't know about that.
I'd be standing there.
I mean, your wife got attacked by a dolphin and you fled.
I didn't flee. I was trying to distract the dolphin.
By swimming away.
I was causing a ruckus in the water so the dolphin would be...
As you were on shore, you did a great job distracting that dolphin, huh?
Hey, you, dolphin, I'm over here.
Woo-hoo!
Leave my wife alone.
Woohoo! Over here!
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.